Penguin Random House Audio presents The Man Who Solved the Market by Gregory Zuckerman. Read for you by Will Dameron. To Gabriel and Elijah, my signals in the noise. Introduction. You do know no one will speak with you, right? I was picking at a salad at a fish restaurant in Cambridge, Massachusetts, in early September 2017, trying my best to get a British mathematician named Nick Patterson to open up about his former company, Renaissance Technologies. I wasn't having much luck. I told Patterson that I wanted to write a book about how James Simons, Renaissance's founder, had created the greatest money-making machine in financial history. Renaissance generated so much wealth that Simons and his colleagues had begun to wield enormous influence in the worlds of politics, science, education, and philanthropy. Anticipating dramatic societal shifts, Simons harnessed algorithms, computer models, and big data before Mark Zuckerberg and his peers had a chance to finish nursery school. Patterson wasn't very encouraging. By then, Simons and his representatives had told me they weren't going to provide much help either. Renaissance executives and others close to Simons, even those I once considered friends, wouldn't return my calls or emails. Even arch rivals begged out of meetings at Simons's request, as if he was a mafia boss they dared not offend. Over and over, I was reminded of the ironclad 30-page non-disclosure agreements the firm forced employees to sign, preventing even retirees from divulging much. I got it, guys. But come on. I'd been at the Wall Street Journal for a couple of decades. I knew how the game was played.